Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
More Royals baseball tonight. More Jack Caglione to look forward to as Kansas City gets set for a matchup against St. Louis out in Busch Stadium. Hopefully. I know that there's some weather in the forecast, some severe thunderstorms. They've issued some tornado watches for like that St. Louis area. I just saw a report. They closed the St. Louis Zoo already this afternoon. So I know as of right now, the plan is to still go ahead and play ball. But the things we're seeing outside of Busch Stadium in the St. Louis area do not look great. So we might see a delay or even a postponement of tonight's game. We'll have to wait and see. But we did get a chance to watch the Kansas City Royals with Jack Caglione in the lineup last night. As you're listening to The Drive, Carrington Harrison out today, Logan Weber in, hosting tonight's program. Rob Britton behind the glass producing as always. Royals got a 10-7 win after a Bobby Witt Jr. two-run home run in the first got the scoring started. Lorenzen gives up 2 in the second. 5 in the third, and all of a sudden, the Royals are trotting into the top of the fifth inning down 2-7. And what do? A 6-run inning begun by a Nick Lofton home run that ended up getting everybody involved after that. Waters with a hit. Isbell had 2 knocks. A 3-hit game for Jonathan India yesterday as he continues to see his batting average climb. In fact, 13 hits by the Royals yesterday, 8 different starters registered at least 1 hit. The only one that didn't was the one everybody was there to see, and that was Jack Caglione. 0 for 5 in the game, but really, I mean, if you watch the at-bats, you watched the game last night, he had probably 3 hits in that game that ordinarily would have been knocks, would have been base hits or even extra base hits. He hits a bullet out to center field, right center field, to Victor Scott, who is one of the fastest players in Major League Baseball. And he makes a great play out there near the warning track to rob Jack of a hit. And then he hits a rope down the third baseline. It just happened to be right at the best fielding third baseman in the last 20 years in Nolan Arenado, who's able to quickly rocket it across the diamond to first base for an out. Nature of the beast. In fact, in his 5 at-bats yesterday, Jack Caglione had an average exit velocity of 97.3 miles per hour, which is higher than any Royals player this season. I think Bobby Witt Jr. is second on the team right now, technically, at around 93 miles per hour in terms of his exit velocity. So, did Jack Caglione get his first hit last night in the major leagues? No. But he didn't strike out, and I think that was very, very a very positive sign for him, because Jack Caglione, for all the positives that surround him, right, the couple of things, the knocks, I guess you could call against him, was he did strike out, not a lot, but he did have some strikeout numbers for sure. And you saw him have a lot of swings and misses outside of the zone. He's known as a guy who tends to reach outside of the strike zone quite a bit. Man, I don't know if it was all five at-bats, but I know it was the first three for sure. Swung at the first pitch. You know, very Salvador Perez in that fashion. Just swinging at the first thing that comes across the plate. I think he'll have his first knock by the time this series is over on Thursday. Could be Friday. I have no idea. With this, we may end up having to see this one get rescheduled. But the Royals, after being down 7-2 heading into the top of the fifth, they score six in the fifth. They score two in the sixth, and they end up winning this by a score of 10-7. Another outstanding bullpen performance for the Kansas City Royals. A combined 6 1/3 from Daniel Lynch, Steven Cruz, Angel Serpa, John Schreiber, Taylor Clark, and Carlos Estevez. Six guys come out of the pen to throw 6 1/3 combined scoreless innings of baseball to help Kansas City hold on to the win. Right now, if the game does go on as scheduled, Cags is slated to hit sixth again and play right field. So after seeing him hit for the first time in his major league career last night, we could, depending on the weather, get an opportunity to see Jack Caglione play right field for the first time, which I think is going to be his primary position alongside DH. He may play first base sparingly throughout the course of the year. But right now, game two of this series is scheduled to go on tonight. Will it happen? And I don't know. Somebody in the text line said Jack saw 10 pitches. He made contact with seven of them, whether they were fouled off or they were put in play. He had two strikes looking and one ball that he saw last night.
Which, this is the epitome of small sample size. I get that. You know, spare me, text line. Don't tell me small sample size. I get it. It's one game. But how often did we hear over the last 6 months about Jack Caglione? One of the reasons he wasn't coming up. One of the reasons he wasn't coming up. One of the reasons he wasn't coming up. You heard it at spring training. You heard Double A, Triple A. His chase rate. And his chase rate, we can pull the stats. Abysmal. Mm-hmm. He has a really bad chase rate.
But it's gotten better.
It's gotten better. And by the way, a bad chase rate does not mean a bad major leaguer. Like, Vladimir Guerrero's in the Hall of Fame, and he might have one of the worst chase rates I've ever seen in base. It's like he didn't know where the zone was. Salvador Perez has a bad chase rate. Yep. He's also in the Hall of Fame. So this is not like a bad chase rate means that you can never be good. But all you heard at every level other than, hey, prodigious power was chase rate, chase rate, chase rate. He did not strike out yesterday. Now, the Cardinals didn't have, you know, Adam Wainwright in his prime out there. That is not their best pitcher. That isn't even, you know, Casey Mize and Tarek Skubal. This wasn't a player of that caliber. And you probably won't even see that this weekend against the White Sox. But in a one-game sample size, I expected to see some, oof, that's a goofy-looking swing. Ugh, what does he see in there? I expected to have that singular moment because there's the power and then there's the chase rate. But the fact that, and Vern says a lot, the reason he came up is at AAA, he's become too good, and the chase rate problems don't matter because he's too good. If he's, and it's an extreme example, a Vladimir Guerrero, Salvador Perez type where the chase rate doesn't matter because the hitting is there, the Royals really, really have something. And you're right, the chase rate is getting better, so at least his eye is getting more keen, but no swing, no strikeouts yesterday is a, and as the text line points out, very few swings and misses are two big wins for the Royals in a game where he didn't get a hit. And we can talk about exit velo, but he didn't. He made contact, which is a win, win, win.
No question about it. Yeah, if you look at his numbers, compare his chase rate from his final year at Florida to the limited at-bats he had last year after he got drafted by the Royals down in rookie ball and high A and all those things. His chase rate improved from where it was at Florida to when he first got with the Royals organization. Then you look at his chase rate in Double A to begin this year. It was better than we saw from him in his limited ABs last year when he came to the Royals. Then you look at his chase rate in AAA, better than it was when he was in AA. So it's gotten better every time he's moved up to a new level, which I think is good. That shows you that that's not, that is a trend at a certain point. You're seeing it improve. He is working on it. Somebody said, how is chase rate calculated? It is percentage of balls that you see outside the strike zone that you're swinging at, more or less. That's kind of how chase rate is calculated. If it's outside the strike zone and a guy takes a swing at it, that means you're chasing. How often are they doing that? How often are they getting a ball outside the strike zone and swinging at it anyway? Vladimir Guerrero's in, he's a baseball Hall of Famer and notoriously swung at, 50, 60% of balls that he saw come out of the strike zone, but he hit 600 career home runs. So you just kind of live and let live with that. 913-586-7965 is our number. Hopefully, at some point, we're going to bring you a stadium update. We do have one for you, but it is not one that is intriguing by any stretch of the imagination. We'll talk about that next. You're listening to The Drive. Logan Weber in for CDOT right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, the latest update we have out of the stadium debate that is supposed to be occurring in the Missouri Senate is that we have no debate. We have no update. They were supposed to gavel at 10 a.m. It was when this session was supposed to begin. It is after 4 o'clock. We still have nothing. The only real update I have for you is I saw a tweet that said, according to Missouri law, a special session, which is what it's been more widely called, is when the legislature itself calls itself back into session. So if the Missouri Senate were to call a session, that's a special session. When the governor, which is what's happened in this instance, when Governor Mike Kehoe calls the legislature into session, that is what's called an extraordinary session. Does anybody care? No, but that's literally the only update I've got. Because they were supposed to start 6 hours ago, and these negotiations are still occurring behind closed doors. I shouldn't say I don't have an update. I do have one report, and this came from Greg Palermo, who is a political journalist for Spectrum News in St. Louis, has said that he is getting reports that there are negotiations ongoing, including with the governor's office. So this isn't just senators negotiating between one amongst themselves. They're actually, some are having conversations with Governor Mike Kehoe himself about this stadium plan, as well as tornado disaster relief and construction projects. 6 hours plus have come and gone since they were supposed to begin the session at 10 a.m. A bubkis. And again, I have worked in news. I've worked in political news. I've followed the Moleg. I don't know what this means. I for my money, it means one of two things. This is either going to go really, really well for some, and it's going, you know, for those who are in favor, and it's going to pass, and it's going to be, or this thing is going to fail in miserably spectacular fashion.
Well, I don't mean to pivot away. I'm trying to find our breaking news center. I got a lot going on back here. This is unrelated to the special
session.
The
Drive. First to breaking news in Kansas City.
Well, we knew it would happen, Logan, but due to inclement weather in St. Louis area, tonight's game between the Royals and Cardinals has been postponed. They will play a split doubleheader tomorrow. Game one will begin at 12:45. Gates will open at 11:15 in St. Louis. Game two will begin at 6:45, and gates will open at 5:15 tomorrow. So tonight's game is officially postponed in St. Louis. We'll have a split doubleheader tomorrow right here on 96.5 The Fan between the Royals and Cardinals.
Yeah, not a surprising situation there. I mean, we talked earlier with Jalen Thompson of the Kansas City Star, and I'd asked him about the weather. And at that point, the plan was still to march on as scheduled. And then you started seeing more reports coming out. I started seeing severe thunderstorm warnings and tornado watches that were coming out in the St. Louis or greater St. Louis area. And then I saw the tweet that the St. Louis Zoo had closed. And I'm like, okay, that was at like 3:30. The zoo's closing. All right, that's an interesting one. I wonder what that means. And here we go, the inevitability of the game being postponed for tonight. So a day-night doubleheader tomorrow. So for those who are in attendance, for those, you know, Royals fans or Cardinals fans that decided to take an opportunity, they are going to get to watch both Noah Cameron and Cole Reagan's pitch on the same day, presumably, which will be exciting. And you'll get to watch Jack Caglione play not once, but twice in a single day. Be good. That's a good one to sign up for if you decide to go to both. Somebody said, what is a split doubleheader? It's not a normal doubleheader. So the first game will be at 12:45. And the second game's at 6:45. So 12:45 first pitch in game one. Game will end at, what would you say, Rob? 3:15, 3:45?
Yeah.
And then you'll have a 2 or 3 hour break. Typically with a split doubleheader like this, they will actually empty
out the stadium. Yeah.
And you will have to either come back in or, you know, if you have tickets for both games, you'll have to be scanned back into the game. It's not your normal doubleheader where it's a 3 o'clock, 7 o'clock where it's bang and bang, but right, both games are taking off back to back. So that's kind of the biggest difference between a normal doubleheader and a split doubleheader.
Yeah, that's the very quick way. It's more a thing that matters if you're a fan going to a game, which I guess is possible if you were a fan heading to St. Louis tonight or tomorrow for the games, because now game one will be the 12th will be today's game. Mm-hmm. So if you have tickets for today's game and you're driving to St. Louis, you can see the day game tomorrow. Or if you only have tickets for the night game, it now has gone from, I guess it's still a 6:45 first pitch tomorrow night. So that's the exact same. So it's mostly for fans in the stands, then, you know, for, you know, technicality and things, people like what we do for handling, maneuvering logs, things of that nature. But yet, that is the layman's terms. They kick you out if you're in between games.
Yeah. Get out. Okay, now you can come back in.
Right? I imagine game one tomorrow will be sparse. Sparsely attended. Usually when it's a makeup day and it's the next day and they kick you out, you don't see a huge walk-up is what you don't see.
No. Cardinals fans are going to be a little bit more hit or miss tomorrow. I think for those Royals fans who were planning on attending today's game, who had made the drive maybe, you know, you could say from Kansas City to St. Louis, they'll probably stick around to watch tomorrow's game. So you may see a lot more Royals fans than you would typically see in an instance like that because you have Cags making his debut this weekend. So we're not going to get to see Jack Caglione in right field for the first time today. We're going to have to wait and watch that one take place tomorrow.
It also means for us, we are now on the air until 6 o'clock tonight, Logan.
Yeah. And then you're not on at all tomorrow, basically.
It basically means, hey, me and you now are going 2 to 6, and then tomorrow we're going for a nice half hour jaunt in between games.
Gotta love it. Yeah, it's gonna be the game. It's gonna be Vern, then the game, then Vern, then you guys for 20 minutes, then back to Vern. It's gonna be a long day for all involved. It's gonna be a fun one. But I mean, this is shocking to me that we're 6+ hours we've been waiting for any semblance of a news story coming out of this session in Missouri. Extraordinary session, I guess, is what it's technically called. But nothing. Absolutely nothing has come out. I mean, I've looked at 4 or 5 different people who cover the Missouri legislature in Jefferson City, and nobody has made a report that like, oh yeah, they're actually, you know, session is underway now, 6.5 hours after it was scheduled to. Absolutely mind-boggling to me. However, there's more to talk about, you know, not just stadium stuff. And I know it's been discussed ad nauseum. I know people who are tired of hearing about it. To be honest with you, I'm kind of tired of talking about it. I just want to know what's happening. Somebody just tell me what's happening. That's all that most people, I think, are waiting on. But the All-Star voting officially opened today. You can vote for one player at every position per league. As of now, you cannot vote for pitching. It is only position players. First, second, third, short, catcher, outfield, DH. That is what you vote on as of right now. So we were having this discussion prior to the show when we were prepping, Rob. If you look at this Royals team on paper, you look across the league, who are the obvious selection or selections for this Kansas City Royals team? For my money, I think this Royals team right now has 4 All-Stars. One or two of them much more obvious than the others, but I think this Royals team could have as many as 4 All-Stars. Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be an All-Star. I don't think that's a conversation that could be debated really by anybody. I mean, he's hitting .287 this year with 7 home runs and 35 RBIs. So the power numbers are certainly down this year compared to what we've seen from him in the past. But among the qualified candidates for the American League shortstop for the All-Star voting, he's tied for the 3rd most home runs by a shortstop in the AL among these guys. The only ones ahead of him, Jeremy Pena of the Astros and Zach Neto from the Los Angeles Angels. Neto's got 10, Pena's got 9, and then Bobby's tied with a slew of guys with 7. He's hitting .287, which I believe is the 4th highest among the guys on this list, behind Chase Meidrith from the White Sox, Pena with the Astros, and then Jacob Wilson with the Athletics. The 35 RBIs that he has, though, are the most among the shortstops eligible for the voting in the American League. Plus, he's got the name recognition, right? I mean, I look at what Jeremy Pena is doing in Houston, and I look at what Jacob Wilson is doing for the Athletics, but how many people that aren't, you know, sports fans or sports, I guess, fanatics is the better way to phrase it. The people that pay attention every day, right? For the everyday fan, for the person who just casually follows baseball, how many of those people know who Jacob Wilson or Jeremy Pena even are? So Bobby Witt Jr., he's having a good enough year and he's got the name recognition. Bobby Witt Jr. is probably the obvious all-star right now. You look at the pitching staff. Chris Bubich is probably an all-star right now, although you can't vote on pitching at the moment. But he's the reigning American League pitcher of the month. He's got an ERA that is the best in Major League Baseball right now. Chris Bubich is an all-star. And then probably Carlos Estevez. I know that when we were talking, you had mentioned Estevez as a possible starting option or a possible all-star option. He's got 17 saves this year, which as it stands now is the second most in Major League Baseball behind only Robert Suarez of the San Diego Padres. And he's got a phenomenal 1.71 ERA. So yeah, I would say Estevez, probably another guy that you can comfortably say is playing at an all-star level. And then the relief pitching is when things kind of get a little bit more strange. You don't see a lot of relievers make the all-star game. But for my money, I think Mikel Garcia is going to be an all-star. I really do. I mean, he's been the best hitter on this Royals team. Let's face it, he has hit the ball better here through the first 2.5 months of the year than Bobby Witt Jr. has. And Bobby's not hitting poorly. Mikel Garcia is hitting nearly .320. He's got good enough power numbers in his slugging percentage, and he gets on base regularly. And when he has a multi-hit game, the Royals seem to win a hell of a lot more than they lose. So those are the four that I look at. Bubich, Witt, Mikel Garcia, and Carlos Estevez as guys that could and I believe will make the All-Star game for the Kansas City Royals.
So here's the gift and the curse of the All-Star game. And I'm not breaking new ground here. But as much as we vote as fans on the starters based on who's deserving, it also becomes a popularity contest. Yeah. So I think the Royals are both going to get helped and hurt in their All-Star, you know, appearances. Unless Kansas City comes with a ballot like it's 2014, they're both going to get helped and hurt by the name cachet. I think Mikel Garcia is going to get screwed by name cachet because at third base in the American League, he is fighting an uphill battle.
Yeah.
Jose Ramirez is just better than him, like, fair. First and foremost. Like, this is not an anti-Mikel.
That's
point.
Probably the best third baseman in baseball.
Yeah, Jose Ramirez is awesome. Also, Alex Bregman has a lot more name cachet, and he plays in a town where people can get more votes in just by pure volume. No person in Boston, Nantucket, or the suburban area is going to be like, you know what? I think I'll vote Mikel Garcia over Alex Bregman. That's not a thing. And even if everyone in Kansas City, Overland Park, Blue Springs, Belton, all the way down to Harrisonville did it, they ain't beating Boston. So that's the curse of what could, you know, affect Mikel's ability to make the All-Star game. I also think a name you didn't mention and a player who is not deserving based on his on-field performance that I think will be an All-Star is Salvador Perez. Mm. Salvador Perez's name cachet still carries a lot of weight. And if we looked back at All-Star game rosters of old, I'm betting there are players who are in the twilight of their career that caught an All-Star game invite when you thought, was he really the best player at that position
four straight years?
Yadier Molina is an excellent example. But there are other players. If we comb through every year of starters, you'd be like, huh, that one stands out. Was the All-Star game in that town, or was it a guy who had some name cachet, and even though he probably wasn't the best player at that position anymore, it was going to get the vote. And Salvador Perez, despite his .229, no pop, no homer, all those things, is a consistent Gold Glover, likely Hall of Famer, and was a World Series MVP. And I would say until probably this year, he was mostly the face of the Royals organization. I mean, anything about last year when the Royals clinched the going to the postseason, who was in the middle of those postseason celebration videos all over social media? It's Salvador Perez. So I think Perez is going to make the All-Star game on the fan vote, because if you ask the average fan in Dallas, Texas, or in, you know, what's another AL city, in Tampa Bay, hey, who's the best catcher in the AL? They would probably like, Perez. They wouldn't do the math to find that it's Cal Raleigh from Seattle by a large margin. So I think you're right about the number, and the pitchers always do get kind of hinky because manager decision, but I think Salvador Perez is going to be an All-Star because his name cachet, and I think he's getting that twilight of his career moment, and it's not deserving, which is a weird thing to say in Kansas City, and Kansas City knows it, but I think he's going to get it regardless.
It really wouldn't surprise me, and especially you look at the names for catcher in the American League this year, there aren't a lot that pop. And even as somebody who, you know, I'm not the biggest baseball fan in the world, but I still follow the sport, right? I had never heard of Dylan Dingler until this year with the Detroit Tigers, who's hitting .295, 6 home runs, 25 RBIs, and an OPS at nearly 800. Never heard of him. You know, I had never really heard of Alejandro Kirk, at least, you know, not to any real, you know, substantive extent. He's hitting nearly .300 this year, although the power numbers leave quite a bit to be desired there. Yeah, Cal Raleigh, who, hey, in case you're wondering, who leads Major League Baseball in home runs? No, it's not Shohei Ohtani. No, it's not Aaron Judge. It's catcher Cal Raleigh from the Seattle Mariners, who is hitting just under .260 with 23 bombs and 45 RBIs. In fact, of the catchers on this list in the American League, second in most RBIs is Austin Wells of the Yankees with 32. He's got 13 more RBIs than the next catcher on that list. And lest we forget, we're talking about name recognition. When you're looking at catchers in the American League, the only other name that really pops out at you is Adley Rutschman of the Baltimore Orioles, who was the starter at catcher a year ago in the American League. And he is even less deserving than Salvador Perez is, hitting a paltry .214, 5 home runs, only 15 RBIs on the entire year. Who's to say Adley Rutschman doesn't get in because of name recognition? I don't know, man. It's hard when it's based off of less on, you know, maybe the on the field stuff and more a popularity contest. And that's the risk you take with something like this. When you do the All-Star voting and you open it up to the fans, which is great that they do that, but it becomes a popularity contest because there's no way to There's no way to make sure that the people who are doing the voting for the All-Star game are, number one, objective and unbiased in their stance on voting, or number three, that they follow the game closely, right? There's no way to stop somebody from Baltimore or a bunch of people in the city of Baltimore, the bunch of people in New York or Boston or wherever, from just blanket voting for every single player on their lineup, whether they're deserving of it or not, right? Oh, we're going to vote for Gunnar Henderson, and oh, we're going to vote for Ryan O'Hearn, and we're going to vote for Adley Rutschman, and we're going to blah, 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 1 through 9 down the lineup, right? That's going to happen. And so you're not going to always get the best and most deserving people put into the All-Star game, right? I mean, we did it. Does everybody recall that year where at one point the Royals had like 7 of the 9 starters in the All-Star game in terms of the voting? It's a popularity contest. It happens. It's not a matter of who necessarily the best players are. It might just be what city, what organization, what fan base can put in the most All-Star votes. But I think based off of merit, the Royals should get 4 All-Stars at least. Mikel, Estevez, Bubich, and Bobby Witt Jr. And then conversation can raise there a little bit, right? Is Lucas Ersig, is he, you know, in the conversation? The guys have limited appearances, but Steven Cruz and Taylor Clark have been really good. Daniel Lynch has been awesome this year. Kyle Isbell's hitting 280 and playing gold glove level defense in center field. Did you see the catch he had last night? What was that, the fifth, sixth inning? I saw MLB stats gave that like a 15% catch probability or something. Made a play on it there in center field. Is Kyle Isbell a guy that you can have a conversation about? No, probably not, because he doesn't have, let's say, the power numbers that some of these other guys have got across the league, right? He's hitting 284. He's got three homers and 15 RBIs. Meanwhile, Riley Green is hitting 276 with 13 home runs and 40 ribbies. Jaron Duran, who was an all-star last year, is hitting 273. Kerry Carpenter has 13 home runs for the Tigers. Javier Baez has had a bounce back year for him. Byron Buxton continues to be good with the Twins. And then, of course, Aaron Judge, right? That guy plays the outfield, doesn't he? So he's probably going to be an all-star. Somebody said Omar Infante was almost an all-star. Remember that? Yeah, that was insane. He was like by far the worst player on those teams. And somehow Omar Infante was damn near an all-star. It's wild. 913-586-7965 is our number. With you now till 6 o'clock tonight, because the Royals game for tonight postponed, pushed back to a split doubleheader tomorrow, 12:45 game one, 6:45 game two. We'll continue to update you guys on that as we go along the show, and then hopefully at some point, now that we're here till 6 o'clock, hopefully at some point we will get an update on the session taking place with the Missouri legislature and the Missouri Senate about the stadium plan in Missouri. I'm not waiting. I'm not holding my breath over a decision like that. We may have to wait till closer to tomorrow. You're listening to The Drive. Logan Weber here with you, filling in for Carrington Harrison. Rob Brenton running the board as always, right here on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Carrington Harrison out today. He's out in St. Louis. I mean, it's an indoor concert, so hopefully he's still going to be able to enjoy some Kendrick, but some severe weather taking place for the Royals-Cardinals game tonight, postponed into a split doubleheader tomorrow. Logan Weber in here with you, filling in for CDOT today. We've got Rob Britton behind the glass producing the show as always. I'm gonna raise a controversial topic here. Rob, you ready? There are people out there in this world, possibly millions of Americans, who are being scammed and they don't even know it. They are being taken advantage of by a system of marketing designed to pull the wool over their eyes. And I'm talking about the snack wrap coming back at McDonald's. I hate that we do this every year as Americans. We do this with so many different things. Somehow McDonald's has become the masters of it with the snack wrap, with the McRib. Wendy's did it with the spicy nuggets or whatever that Wendy's has done. Why are we all freaking out that these items are coming, but oh, limited time only. Go back and buy the McRib is back at McDonald's. First of all, it's terrible. The McRib is not good food. I will stand by that statement until the day I'm in the earth. Why are we all wigging out over items that used to be regular everyday menu items that these companies took off of their menus, replaced with garbage, and then for a month every year, they're like, oh, hello, the snack wrap is back at McDonald's. The McRib is back. The Quesarito is back at Taco Bell. Why did it leave? It was a regular price menu item. It was on the menu. Every time I went to Taco Bell from the ages of 4 to 24, I knew I could go to Taco Bell and get a Quesarito. And then one day, they just up and decided, we're going to take it off the menu. And then they had for about 3 or 4 months, a couple of years ago, they're like, well, you can now order the Quesarito, but the only way you can do it is if you download the Taco Bell app and order off your phone. And then it went away. Now it's not even there. They don't even do that anymore. Now it's just, 1 month a year. They're like, hey, we're going to bring back the Quesarito. It was one of your more popular items on your menu. Just leave it there. And every year, we as Americans freak out. And we're like, oh, here we go. We get to have this bag. It's going to be great. They took it from us in the first place. Why are we celebrating these people? Boo you, McDonald's. I didn't think I was going to get that upset over a snack wrap, but here I am.
So here's the thing. A, I think what you've discovered is called marketing. I think you stumbled onto that little hidden little thing. It's called marketing.
Yeah.
Because I largely agree with you. Now, this is if you really want an anti, popular take. I don't like the snack wrap. I feel like it's
okay.
It's a bottom third menu item at McDonald's. Like I've never wanted to be like, ooh, I'm jonesing for a chicken strip and a wrap, and I'm gonna go to McDonald's to get it.
I'll do you one better. I'm not a huge fan of McDonald's in general.
McDonald's is not the best fast food burger, but it's we know what McDonald's does best. Whether you're here, St. Louis for a concert, maybe you're going on a road trip, maybe you're flying out to go see, heading to Miami, whatever you're doing, if McDonald's is there, McDonald's is tasting the same everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a low variance restaurant. That's what McDonald's does well. But I've never been like, my social media timeline, you thought something impressive happened yesterday. It's a snack wrap. It's not impressive. But I feel like what these fast food places do is they try to trot out these special items. Like right now I know Taco Bell has chicken nuggets. And if they're successful, they pull them off the menu and they promise to bring them back. They get a whole marketing campaign. They bring them back. People have them. They love them when they first pop up back on the menu. And then they remember, oh yeah, it's just okay. And they pull them again. And they create nostalgia. You mentioned the Quesarito. part of me was like, man, I like the quesarito. Do I like it because I like it, or do I like it because I had it once, enjoyed it, and now it's gone, so I crave it? I think that's what they do. They just create nostalgia with items, yank them off the menu, then bring them back, and you think to yourself, oh, I'm so happy it's back. You take a bite, you're like, oh, it's just okay. I think I was wrong about it the first time.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain thing, like there's certain menu items that are like, obviously they're limited time item. Like when McDonald's does the Shamrock Shake. Okay, yeah, you can't really sell the Shamrock Shake in October. It just doesn't work. And vice versa, it doesn't make a lot of sense for Starbucks to market the pumpkin spice latte in April. Right. It just it has, you have ebbs and flows with certain menu items because they're seasonal or holiday based. I mean, I personally was heartbroken when they took the quesarito off the menu. I ordered the quesarito every time I went to Taco Bell. Every single time. It was my favorite thing on the menu. And the day they took it off, a small part of me died. If I'm being honest. A small part of me died. But yeah, it's genius level marketing. And I used to really enjoy the snack wraps at McDonald's as well. Because like I said, I'm not a huge McDonald's fan. But I am a huge fan of chicken. And so when inevitably my younger siblings wanted to go to McDonald's so that my younger sister could get chicken nuggets, and you know, they adore the French fries there. Although I will say, I don't even think McDonald's has top 10 fast food fries. That's just
that,
me.
Now that 10?
Not even top 10. I'm
you
sorry.
You think there are 10 better than McDonald's?
It's soggy.
I will hear you for not one. That's fine. I
they
disagree.
Are soggy.
10?
They are either soggy or they are burnt to a crisp. You'll eat half a dozen fries.
You're not finding 10 better. You can dislike them. You can say they're soggy. 10?
10.
You're about to say something like Burger King.
No, Burger King's fries are awful.
Okay, so are there 10 other places that even offer fries, fast food?
I'm sorry. Hey, listen. The Chick-fil-A waffle fries, bangers. I really like Raising Cane's crispy fries, the crinkle cut fries.
They benefit from the sauce, but they're good.
Wendy's. I think Wendy's has solid fries. Five Guys has a solid fry game going.
We're dipping into what is or isn't fast food, but okay, we're at 4.
Okay, Five Guys, that's a fair point that you raise. All right, and then it kind of gets into the, like, I think Whataburger has better fries.
Oh,
than McDonald's
I
does.
I like Whataburger fries. I'll give you that one.
I think In-N-Out has better fries. But again,
well,
then
that
it gets,
is a nonsense
you
comment.
You get down into like regional chains and stuff. I'm sorry.
In-N-Out is notorious for having unseasoned. Do you like potatoes? Is that what you're a fan of? Is that why you love In-N-Out fries?
No.
Potato?
Listen, McDonald's fries 10 years ago were great. I think they're less salted nowadays. They're way too soggy. Somebody just said, I'm suspended. All right, I've gotten too blasphemous against McDonald's. I'll rein myself in. We've got much more coming up here. Final hour of the show coming your way next. We're with you now till 6 o'clock because the Royals game postponed tonight. A split doubleheader tomorrow, 12:45, 6:45 with game two right here on 96.5 The Fan. Logan Weber here filling in for C-Dot. Rob Britton producing the show here tonight on The Drive, 96.5 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.